今天的题目是耶稣是谁。
The title today is Who is Jesus?
经文是约翰福音第一章第一到第三节。
The passage is from John chapter 1 verses 1 to
3. 约翰福音第一章第一到第三节。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
我出生在一个多神论的国家，马来西亚。
I was born in a polytheistic country, Malaysia.
马来西亚是一个多元文化的一个国家。
Malaysia, there's many different cultures there.
有不同的种族，不同的宗教。
There are many different groups of people and various religions.
大约60%的人民都是伊斯兰教徒。
About 60% are Islam.
那除了这个伊斯兰教。
And besides the Muslims,
还有佛教、道教、天主教、基督教。
There's Buddhism, Taoism, Catholicism.
新都教。
Hinduism.
民间信仰还有等等的宗教。
Folk religion, etc.
那这些不同的宗教都有他们所信的神。
And all these different religions have their own gods.
比如说伊斯兰教，他们所信的神是阿拉。
For example, Islam, what they believe is Allah.
基督教是信耶稣。
Christianity believe in Jesus.
新都教信很多的神。
And Hinduism believe in many different gods.
那民间信仰有观音、关公，还有土地公等等的神明。
And for the folk religion, there's 观音、关公 etc.
这么多的神，到底哪一位是真神？
And all these gods, who is the real God?
这也是我自己听了福音以后所要面对的问题。
And that was the question that I had to face after I heard the gospel.
那我曾经问，如有这么多的神，如果宇宙里面有这有一位神，那谁是这位神？
And I have asked that out of all the people, all the gods in the universe, who is a true God?
那特别是使到我感到困扰的就是这个伊斯兰教跟基督教。
And what bothered me was the difference between Islam and Christianity.
伊斯兰教说有一位神，真主阿拉。
And Islam says there is one true God, and that's Allah.
而基督教说这位神是耶稣基督。
And Christianity says that this God is Jesus.
那到底是阿拉还是耶稣基督是那位神？
So who is the true God, Allah or Jesus?
那根据约翰福音第20:30-31说。
And according to John chapter 20 verses 30 and 31,
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
但记在记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
那这两节经文是约翰福音的宗旨。
And this verse is the summary of the book of John.
It's an aim. It's an aim of
the thing. The aim.
Yeah. 那么这说明这本福音书就是约翰福音有两个目的。
And so this tells us that the book of John has two purposes.
第一个目的就是宣告主耶稣是谁。
First is to declare that Jesus is God.
第二个目的呢， 就是要相信耶稣的人得到这个永生的生命。
And the second purpose is so that those who believe in Jesus may have eternal life.
所以这两个目的都很重要。
So these two purposes are very important.
如果一个人要信耶稣，
If a person is to believe in Jesus,
得到这个永生的生命，
and to receive eternal life.
首先他必须要很清楚地知道这位耶稣是谁。
First, he must clearly know who Jesus is.
那约翰福音一开始的时候就宣告耶稣是谁。
In the beginning of the book of John, it declares who Jesus is.
约翰福音第一章第一节到第十八节是约翰福音的这个序言。
In John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18, it's the prologue of the book of John.
然后这段经文有很深的神学思想。
And this passage has a very deep theological thought.
那只不过是十八节的经文。
It's only 18 verses.
却存有很深奥的含义，还有很丰富的内容。
Yeah, it has very full and deep theological meaning and content.
那如果要深入去了解这段经文，
If you are to study further this passage,
那可能要用一个学习的神学课程才能够真正的去理解这段经文。
Perhaps you need a whole semester of study in order to understand this.
那么今天早上我们所看那三节经文，约翰福音第一章第一到第三节。
And the first three verses that we're going to look at today,
只有三节的经文却包含了很丰富的内容。
There are only three verses, yet its content is very full.
那这段经文说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
那新约圣经有四本福音书。
And in the New Testament, there are four books of four Gospels.
也就是马太福音、马可福音、路加福音跟约翰福音。
Those are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
那么这四本福音书都谈到耶稣的生平，还有他的事工。
And these four gospels all speak of Jesus' life and his ministry.
那这四本福音的作者用不同的角度还有观点来讲解耶稣的事情。
And these four gospels use different angles to look at what Jesus has done.
那特别是讲到耶稣的来源。
And especially speak of Jesus' his origin.
那马太福音一开始的时候就谈到耶稣的家谱。
The beginning of Matthew, it speaks of Jesus' genealogy.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的兄弟兄。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers.
那如果你看下去的话，一直升到第十六节。
And if you continue, it continues the genealogy till verse 16.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
Jacob is the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah.
那除了马太福音谈到耶稣的家谱，
And besides the book of Matthew speaking of Jesus' genealogy,
那路加福音也谈到耶稣的家谱。
Luke also speaks of Jesus' genealogy,
但不是在第一章，而是在第三章。
But it did not start in chapter 1, but it's in chapter 3.
马太福音说耶稣亚伯拉罕是亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
And in the book of Matthew it speaks of Jesus being the son of the descendant of Abraham.
而路加福音说耶稣是从亚当来的。
But Luke speaks of Jesus as the descendant of Adam.
所以我们看到马太福音跟路加福音是根据历史的记载谈到耶稣的来源。
So we see that in both Matthew and Luke, it speaks of Jesus' origin as from history.
那马可福音完全没有提到耶稣的家谱还有他的来源。
Matthew, the book of Mark did not mention Jesus' genealogy or his origin.
那可是我们看到约翰福音大有不同。
But we see the difference in the book of John.
没有提到耶稣的家谱。
He did not mention Jesus' genealogy.
也没有任何历史的记载说明耶稣的来源。
Or any historical record concerning Jesus' origin.
所以一开始就说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
So he starts with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
让我们把这段经文分成两部分来看。
Let us break this into two parts to examine.
那第一节跟第二节是谈到这位自有永有的神。
The first and second verse speaks of a self-existing eternal God.
也就是说明主耶稣就是这位永有自有永有的神。
And it's saying that Jesus is the self-existing eternal God.
然后第三节谈到耶稣是创造天地万物的主。
And the second part speaks of Jesus as the creator God.
所以我们看到太初有道这句话说明这道存在是超越人类历史的记载。
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and that means that the Word was in existence before the creation of the world.
所以这里说太初有道英文把它翻译成 in the beginning was the Word.
So it says, in the beginning was the Word.
然后如果我们去看这个创世纪第一章第一节的话
If we look at Genesis 1:1
然后这里讲到起初神创造天地
It says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth
所以我们以这个约翰福音来跟这个创世纪来做个比较
And so if we compare Genesis and John
所以太初跟起初在英文翻译成 in the beginning.
In English, it's both in the beginning.
然后太初跟起初就是说指天地万物还没有被创造之前。
In the beginning means before everything was created.
所以太初有道这句话是指天地万物还没有被创造之前这个道已经存在了。
So in the beginning was the word means that before anything was created, the word existed.
那到底这个道是谁?
So who is the word?
当然英文圣经把它翻译成 word.
And English is word.
那么为什么作者使徒约翰使用这个道这个字?
Why does John use the term word?
作者使用这个道这个字是有它的原因的。
There's a reason why he uses word.
我当使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候他心中有两个对象。
When John wrote this book, he had two audiences in mind.
一个就是希腊人另外一个是犹太人。
One is the Greeks and the Jews.
那么道在新约圣经希腊文是 logos。
And in the New Testament Greek, word is logos.
那 logos 对我们不很熟悉。
And logos is not something that we're familiar with.
但在使徒约翰的时代却是一个经常被使用的一个名词。
But it's a term used often during the time of John.
那对于希腊人来说 logos 就是代表宇宙的来源。
And for the Greeks, logos means the source of universe.
也是万物的源头。
And it's the beginning of all things.
那么这个道呢，是掌管宇宙万物那种力量。
And it's a power that controls the heaven and the earth.
然后对于犹太人来说
For the Jews,
道是指话语或者神的道。
The word means words or God's words.
然后在旧约圣经里面神的道或者神的话语跟神的大能是有密切关系。
In the Old Testament, God's word and God's power has close relationship.
然后神创造天地的时候牵涉到他的话语。
And when the world was created, it was related to God's word.
那比如说在创世纪第一章第三节说，神说要有光，就有了光。
For instance, in Genesis 1:3, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
然后在第一章第六节说，诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。
And in verse 6 it says, Then God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters.
所以这个道或者神的话语就是指神的行动。
So the word or God's word means God's action.
或者是指神的启示。
Or God's revelation.
所以 Logos 这个名词对希腊人或者犹太人他们都很熟悉。
So for Logos, that term is familiar to both the Greeks and Jews.
啊，这个名词很容易吸引希腊人的哲学家。
And this term easily draws the people of the Greeks.
也能够吸引到犹太人的学者和一般的人。
It also draws the learned Jews and the regular people.
那换句话说。希腊人或者犹太人都能够明白使徒约翰所要传达的。
In other words, the Greeks and the Jews will understand what John is trying to say.
所以太初有道，那么到底这个道是谁？
So in the beginning was the word. Who is this word?
如果我们要明白的话，我们必须要看约翰福音第一章第十四节。
If we're to understand this, we need to look at John chapter 1 verse 14.
啊，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以这节经文的道跟约翰福音第一章第一节的道是相同的。
So the word referred to here is the same as the word referred to in John chapter 1 verse 1.
所以道成了肉身，这个道是指谁？
So the word became flesh. So who is this word?
那理解这节经文的人都知道是指耶稣。
And for those who understand this passage, the word refers to Jesus.
因为在2000年前的时候，这个道这位创造天地万物的神成为一个人来到地上，他的名字叫做耶稣。
Because 2000 years ago, the God who created heaven and earth became flesh and came to the earth. His name was Jesus.
所以我们可以把这节经文或者这两节经文读成这样。
So we could see these two verses as
太初有耶稣，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神。
In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God.
所以明白这点对于我们所相信的是非常重要的。
And this point is very important regarding how we believe.
所以当人问你的时候，你就能够告诉他耶稣是谁。
So when people ask, you can tell them that who Jesus is.
所以太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神的道，太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
或者我们可以把它读成太初有耶稣，耶稣与神同在，耶稣就是神，这耶稣太初与神同在。
Or we could read it as, In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was in the beginning with God.
那么这两节经文的道或者耶稣有三个特点。
And these two verses, the word or Jesus has very special meaning.
啊，第一个特点就是我们看第一句，太初有道。
The special point first is in the beginning was the word.
所以太初是指宇宙万物还没有被创造之前，耶稣已经存在了。
So in the beginning, shows that before everything was created, Jesus already existed.
啊，就如诗篇90篇第二节所说。
Just as in Psalm 90 verse 2 it says,
啊，诸山未曾生处，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth,And the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
那诗篇九十篇描述到神的属性。
And Psalm 90 refers to Jesus' attribute.
在天地万物还没有被创造之前，这位神已经存在了。
And before everything was created, God already existed.
换句话说，在天地万物还没有被创造之前，耶稣已经存在了。
So before everything was created, Jesus already existed.
所以耶稣是那位自有永有的神。
So Jesus is the self-existing God.
那么个第二个特点，我们来看就是道或者耶稣与神同在。
And the second one is the Word or Jesus is with God.
那这句经文说明这位三位一体的神。
And this phrase refers to the triune God.
我们也看到圣父、圣子，但是没有提到圣灵。
We see the Father and the Son, but we do not see the Holy Spirit here.
然后我们看到第三个特点，也就是第三句。耶稣就是神。
And then we see the third point, which is Jesus is God.
耶稣是那位独一的真神。
Jesus is the one true God.
除他以外没有别的神。
Beside him, there is no others.
伊斯兰教的穆罕默德是一个人。
Muhammad of Islam is just a man.
那佛教的佛祖也是一个人。
Buddha is just a man.
那观音跟关公他们都是人。
观音跟关公 are both men.
就 跟你跟我一样。
Just like you and me.
那可是耶稣是那位创造天地万物的神。
But Jesus is a creator God.
那么在天地还没有被创造之前他已经存在了。
And before anything was created, he already existed.
那耶稣不是耶和华见证人所说的被造之物。
Jesus is not what the Jehovah Witnesses claim that he was created.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Colossians 1:15 says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
所以耶稣除了是这位自有永有的神。
So besides being the self-existing God,
那么第三节说他也是创造天地万物的主。
Verse 3 also tells us that he's the God who created everything.
所以万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节跟第二节谈到耶稣跟这位父神的关系。
And so in verses 1 and 2, it speaks of Jesus' relationship to the Father.
然后约翰福音第一章第三节谈到耶稣跟创造之物的关系。
And in verse 3, it speaks of Jesus' relationship to the created things.
主耶稣不只是神，他与父神同等。
Jesus is not only God, but he is equal with God the Father.
他也是创造万物的主。
He is also the Lord of all creation.
所以这里讲到凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So here it says that apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第一章第十六节说。
So Paul says in Colossians 1:16.
因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主职的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
所以约翰福音第一章第三节说明到万物是借着耶稣造的。
So in John chapter 1 verse 3 it says all things were created through him.
换句话说整个宇宙所有的星球跟这些所谓银河。
So in another word, the whole of universe, including the Milky Way.
这个世界人类动物还有一切的东西。
This world, all the mankind, the animals, everything.
看得见的，看不见的，都是他造的。
The seen and the unseen were created by him.
所以，约翰福音第一章第一节跟第二节跟这个创世纪 第一章第一节有密切的关系。
So in John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 has close relationship.
啊，刚才我们谈到这个太初跟起初。太初在约翰福音，然后起初在这个创世纪。
And we spoke of in the beginning in both books.
那同样的，约翰福音第一章第三节跟创世纪第一章第二节有密切的关系。
Likewise, John chapter 1 verse 3 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 has close relationship.
那么创世纪第一章第二章谈到神的创造。
And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it speaks of God's creation.
因为这两章经文描述到神如何创造这个天地，还有万物。
Because it describes how God created the heaven and earth.
从没有变成有。
From nothing to existing.
所以第二节、第三节是地势空虚混沌，幽面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光。
The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
那么所以创造天地万物的神是谁？
So who is the God who created heaven and earth?
他就是耶稣。
He is Jesus.
那耶稣是创造天地的主，对我们所信的有什么关系？
So how does it matter that Jesus is the creator God?
如果耶稣不是那位创造天地万物的神，
If Jesus is not the God who created heaven and earth,
只不过是一个人，
that he's merely a man,
那么跟伊斯兰教的穆罕默德或者佛教的佛子没有分别。
Then what's the difference between him and Muhammad or Buddha?
那我们所信的是徒然的。
Then we have believed in vain.
So, 耶稣是创造天地万物的主，显示他是宇宙那位独一的真神。
So, Jesus being the Creator God shows that He is the true God.
那既然他是那位创造万物的主，
and since He is the Creator God,
他必然是我们相信的对象。
He is the object of our faith.
那在旧约圣经以赛亚书第四十章，以赛亚说。
And in Isaiah 40, Isaiah says,
你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these stars.
按树木领处，他意义称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大力，大能大力。连一个都不缺。
The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them by name, because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
那耶稣是那位创造主，圣经也描述到他的威严。
Jesus is the Creator God, and the Bible also speaks of his glory.
那么在诗篇十九篇第一到第六节说。
And in Psalm 19 verses 1 to 6 it says,
那诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。
Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
他的量带通普天下，他的言语传到地极。
Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
神在其间为太阳安置帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
那他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
It rises at one end of the heavens and makes a circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
我不晓得你是否有曾经想象过这个宇宙有多大。
I don't know if you ever imagine how big the universe is.
那如果我们能够想象到这个宇宙的大，
If we can imagine the vastness of the universe,
我们必然会体会到这位神的伟大，还有他的威严。
Then we could understand the greatness and the glory of our God.
且宇宙的大是超越我们人能够想象的。
The vastness of the universe is beyond our imagination.
我们知道科学家衡量这个宇宙的大都是用什么所谓光年是吗？
We know that scientists measure the distance of the universe using light years.
光的速度一秒钟就186,000英里。
The speed of light is 186,000 miles per second.
那太阳离开地球的距离大概是9,200万英里。
The distance of the sun to Earth is about 92 million miles.
如果以这个光年那个速度来衡量的话，
And if we measure that distance based on light year,
然后光只要需要8.3分钟从太阳抵达这个地球。
It takes 8.3 minutes for the light from the sun to reach Earth.
那宇宙里面还有很多的星球比太阳的距离相差很多很多倍。
And the universe are many planets that's much greater in distance than from the sun.
那过去人只知道这个什么银河系。
And in the past, people were able to only examine the Milky Way.
那可是在最近，因为科技的先进。
But recently, because of scientific development.
那人发现到，除了这个银河系，外面还有很多很多的这个星系。
And we discovered that besides the Milky Way, there are many other galaxies out there.
所以人没有办法就是确定这个宇宙有多大。
So man cannot be sure how great the universe is.
何况想要知道完全知道这位创造天地万物的神。
So how can we know the God who created everything?
有没有听过一些人说我要完全明白这位神我才相信他
Have you ever heard people say I want to understand this God completely before I believe in him?
这个是不可能的事情
That's an impossible thing.
因为我们这个头脑这么有限怎么能够明白完全明白这位创造天地万物的神
Because our minds are limited. How can we understand this infinite God?
那如果你有机会到一个很明朗的一个晚上举目观看。
If you have an opportunity to look up in the sky on a clear night,
你会看到无数的星星在天上闪亮。
You will see countless stars shining in the sky.
那使我们感到我们是多么的渺小。
And we realize how small we are.
那同时也使到我们体会到这位神或者耶稣是多么的伟大。
And also we can realize how great God or Jesus is.
所以先知以赛亚就这么说。
So the prophet Isaiah said,
你们将谁比我叫他与我相等呢？
To whom then will you liken me, that I will be his equal?
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
Says the Holy One,Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars.
按树木领处，他意义称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing.
那么在你的心中，你所信的这位耶稣有多大？
And your heart, how big is the Jesus whom you believe.
这位神有多大，你的信心就有这么多大。
Depending on how big this God is, then your faith will be so big.
如果这位你所相信的神这么小，你的信心就这么小。
If the God whom you believe is so small, then your faith will be so small.
所以今天早上我们所看这段经文，约翰福音第一章到第三，第一章第一到第三节，告诉我们耶稣是那位自由拥有的神。
So from the passage this morning, John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, we see that God, Jesus is the self-existing God.
他不只是自由拥有的神，他也是创造天地万物的主。
Not only is he the self-existing God, but he's also the Lord of all creation.
所以认识耶稣是谁，对于我们所相信的是非常的重要。
So to know who Jesus is has a great impact on our faith.
所以保罗在提摩太后书第一章第十二节这么说。
So Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:12.
他说为这缘故我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁。
For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
保罗知道他所相信的是谁。
Paul knew who he believed.
因此他不敢感觉到羞耻。
Therefore he was not ashamed.
他不会为这个福音而感到羞耻。
He was not ashamed of the gospel.
他也不会因着苦难难道。
And he would not be dissuaded because of hardship.
你是否知道你所相信的这位神是谁？
Do you believe whom you, this God?
让我们安静在神的面前，用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and use some time to meditate on today's message.
我不晓得你对这位神的认识有多深。
I don't know how much you know this God.
那么他在你的心中是怎么样的？
And what position he has in your heart?
因为神在你心中多大？
Because however great God is in your heart.
将会影响你对他的信心。
It will impact your faith in him.
如果神在你的心中就是这么小，
If God is so small in your heart,
那你的信心就是这么小。
Then your faith is so small.
盼望我们所信的这位神，
We hope that the God whom we believe
就是那位创造天地万物的神，
is God, the God who created heaven and earth.
当我们认定他是那位创造的主的时候，
and when we acknowledge that he is the creator God,
我们的信心就很大，
then our faith would be great.
无论我们处在任何的情况里面，
No matter what situation we're in,
我们都能够信靠他。
Then we could trust in him.
全能的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Our powerful God, and Almighty God, please help us.
求你帮助我们的不信。
Help us with our unbelief.
很多时候我们不相信你，
Oftentimes we don't believe you，
因为我们不认识你，
Because we don't know you。
主啊，求你怜悯我们，
Please have mercy on us，
帮助我们能够更加的认识你，
Help us to know you more，
借助你的话语来启示给我们，
And that you reveal yourself to us through your word.
就如保罗所说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Just as Paul says, I know whom I have believed.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.